The Tasmanian Rugby Union Grand Final is on in Hobart today. The defending champions are the Devonport Bulls. They're aiming to go back-to-back. The coach is Jerry Scott, who joins you now. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Martin. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for giving me your time on what's a pretty big day for you. You've gone through the season undefeated, and most sports have had an interrupted season, but still, you've gone through undefeated. You won the second semi-final to go straight into the grand final. A lot of people would have Devonport as red-hot favourites in the grand final this afternoon.
Yeah, that's probably not the way we see it. Going down to Hobart's never easy for us. We've been tested a few times, especially by Taruna this year. So we see it as a massive challenge.
You've beaten them twice, as you say, in the second semi-final, the most recent time, and that was at home at Don, which was a pretty special day because you had your club rooms being renovated and you were using Maidstone Park as a home ground for a while. But to go back home and win the second semi-final, given that the grand final is always played in Hobart, that's as good as it gets, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. For us this season, trying to, you know, all the hard work that's gone into the Don Reserve, getting those sheds up and running. We finally managed to play in front of a home crowd for us, so it was very pleasing.
As I said, you played Taruna twice before. They've given you a bit of a run for your money. How do you change today compared to what you did in a fortnight ago? Was there room for improvement a fortnight ago, or was that the best you can be and you just need to do that again today?
No, we've often said that, at each game in reflection, we've still got some rugby to put on the park. You know, we left a few tries out there last time we played Taruna in the first half. So we got to make sure that in the grand final, you know, everything that's gone before, it's lovely to have that record, but, everything's clean on a grand final. We've got to make sure we play our best footy and take our opportunities when they're given to us.
Do you feel any extra pressure as coach today, given that we've all heard stories about teams, no matter what the sport is, that go through the season undefeated and lose the grand final? Do you feel a little bit of that sort of pressure today?
I guess there's always some pressure on me, but also on the playing group. We've just got to make sure that we enjoy this week because everybody plays to be here at the end of this season. So just enjoy the week and do the best thing we can do to prepare and give ourselves every opportunity.
As I mentioned, the game's played in Hobart. It's always played in Hobart. That's just the way it is. It's like the AFL being played at the MCG, although this year it's not the same. But it's always a parochial crowd down there. I know last year there were quite a few people from Devonport that went down and made a bit of noise. Are you expecting much of that today, or will it be very much a hostile crowd?
Well, it's enemy territory for us, and any team that goes down to Hobart. Taruna have got their really good base of supporters that give us a bit of taco on the sideline. We've spoken about that and how to handle that sort of thing, especially for the young blokes. But we're taking a fair supporters group down as well, so hopefully they can make some noise for us.
How many of your players were in last year's grand final? Given that sort of experience is invaluable, I know you've had a little bit of a change, but there'd be a fair call that played last year as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's up to about 20 guys that were here last year. Around in that group, so they do have a bit of experience, and also not just last year, but a few previous years as well. So we'll be drawing on that, but hoping that the young blokes can make a contribution as well.
What's been the key to Devonport's success? Because as you mentioned, they've been near the top of the ladder for a long time. You've won I don't know how many premierships now. It's getting on to quite a few. Why has Devonport been so dominant in a game that really is dominated by southern teams?
I guess we've been lucky to retain a few core players. We've had people that sort of float in and float out, but we've had a core group that have played together for quite a long time now. We came in and did a few things differently, after Derek left. But they still maintain that spirit of enjoying playing together. And I think that's a big thing.
You mentioned Derek. That of course is Derek Joubert, the previous coach, and he had a lot of success with the team as well.
Yeah, that's right. I've been lucky enough that he's stuck around and assisted me because we wouldn't be where we are as a club without him.
Well, good luck this afternoon. Hopefully you can make it back-to-back. Are you actually going for three in a row, or is it just back-to-back this year?
No, it is a two. We won't mention the three words just yet.
Okay, right. Obviously, you didn't win it in 2007. I should follow it a bit more closely than I do, but look, good luck today, Jerry. The whole coast is behind you, and hopefully you can bring the silverware back to Devonport.
Thanks very much, Martin. Thanks for your time.